Hello, my name's Chris Fox. I'm a professor of haematology at the University of Nottingham, and I'm a haematologist, and it's a real pleasure to be here at Soho UK, the inaugural meeting, and I'm talking with Professor Amanda Goodall for The Insider. So, Professor Goodall, you've done so much work over many years on physician leadership. Tell me how you think about medical or physician leadership. How do you define it? What is it?
I'll take you back and talk about the research that grounds the physician leadership argument. And it's my research that I call, the jargon is expert leadership. And after sort of 20 years of research in this area, I feel quite confident about what I'm saying now. And the argument is that we need experts who, in leadership management positions, core business experts. So it's an anti-argument to the kind of move in of generalist managers into many of our leadership and management positions. So it's really arguing that we need core business experts, specifically on doctors, that we need excellent, we need our outstanding doctors to go into leadership and management positions.
Okay, understood. That's useful. And do you think there's an appetite for medical or physician leadership? Do doctors want to do these roles?
I do, actually. About 2019, I got a call from an organisation that represents all doctors in Denmark, the country of Denmark, and they said, Amanda, you've got to come and talk to our doctors because the government is going to change the system, put more managers in, and they say, you know, doctors don't want to do leadership. And I said, well, how do you know they don't want to do leadership? So we did a survey, a really quick survey. I was giving the talk in January. We did the survey just a few weeks before Christmas, and we found out of the respondents, we got about, 4,000 respondents, and 70% of those respondents made it very clear that they would like to go into leadership management positions. They recognised, interestingly, that they needed leadership development training. And we also asked for their incentives and the disincentives of why, when, and, you know, why they would and why they wouldn't go in. And their main incentive was because they wanted to bring about change in their organisation, in their system, to advance patient care. So that was very, very clear. So I would say they definitely are interested in leadership. And also, we've been running the executive masters in medical leadership now for 10 years. And doctors are stepping up more and more. We run out to 60 doctors, just under 60 doctors every year. So, no, I would say there's a big appetite. I think they've been held back. I think there's been a minimal training for doctors in leadership management.
I think that's right. And are there any particular attributes, characteristics of a doctor who might want to be a leader?
I would say first and foremost, they have to have enough experience as a doctor. What we don't want is someone who's an expert, who's done 5 minutes of training, who then decides they want to go and lead. The other thing we don't want is we don't want an expert who's not very good at the core business. So we don't want someone who is a really poor teacher to say, I'm not going to teach anymore, I'm going to go into leadership management. In my research, I found that academics who weren't interested in research, who left their research when they were early in their careers, went into the administration, they are associated with the least well-performing universities.
That's interesting.
Similarly, doctors, we want doctors, competent doctors, doctors who will act as standard bearers when they are leadership in leadership and management positions. So I would say strong doctors. Apart from that, I think leadership development is really important. And I guess a signal of what else is important is the very first module of our programme, which runs for 4 days, is all about behaviours. And my opening line to doctors when they come in on day one of the programme is that we can teach you health analytics, strategy. I think behaviours, changing behaviours is really, really important. And I'm quite confident that a very tailored leadership development programme works. That's what we've been doing now for 10 years. Why do I say that? Because we've got lots of evidence now of outcomes from their line managers, but also we know their progression in terms of career. We know that 60% of our doctors go into leadership and management positions while they're on the programme. So, yeah, so that, I don't know if that answers your question.
That absolutely makes sense. It rings completely true. I guess one observation I would make is that there are many excellent physicians I know with many of the skills and attributes you describe, and informally at least, many of them are reluctant to go into leadership positions. So what do you see as the main barriers, challenges, perceptions of someone in that situation?
I think there's a few that I've come up with over the years that I've observed in them and heard them talk about. Number one is the fact that they don't want to give up all of their clinical work immediately. So a big issue for anyone who's an expert, whether you're a lawyer or a teacher, whatever, if you love what you do, and that's the reason that you're doing it, you're sort of disinclined to just give it up and become a manager. So what I would say to employers is ensure that you can allow doctors to continue their practice for as long as possible. So, for example, Cleveland Clinic is one institution that I know a bit about. They've only ever been led by doctors, similarly the Mayo Clinic also. And they always allow their doctors to carry on doing their professional, their clinical practice. And I think that's interesting. Asking doctors to just give it up or to cut dramatically, I think, is a problem. So it means working with them to find, you know, the right time to pull back or the amount of you know, medical practice they want. The other thing actually is money. People often think that people say that employees who are intrinsically motivated, you know, money is less important to them. I don't think that's true. I think, and I think a lot of times doctors are expected to give up on their pay and salary and reduce it when they go into leadership management positions, which just doesn't make sense. Why would you want that?
No. So getting the balance right, retaining the connection, the credibility, the connection to the clinical work, and then being appropriately rewarded. So that absolutely makes sense.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you for the discussion. It was really helpful, and we look forward to hearing you speak later at
thank
the dinner.
You. Thank you.